Well, we've got seven musicians here today, and I was not looking as carefully as I should have been looking, because we also have a trumpet player and a clarinet player, in addition to five saxophone players, all under the direction of Ben Barson. They are going to do two songs. You'll recognize both of them, I think, and we'll get a chance to meet all the students in between the two songs. But right now I'm going to send it over to Ben Barson and invite him to take it away.
Thank you.
smoke on the water. There you've got five saxophonists, a trumpet, and a clarinet player. I just posted a picture of them, so you can take a look at them on Facebook. They're under the direction of Ben Barson. Ben, if you could grab the mic and tell me a little bit about this group and how you've been working with them, how often you get together. And it's fascinating to me that everybody, I think, is from a different school.
Yeah, it's been we try to practice 3 or 4 hours a day. Just kidding. Next year, this year, we've been meeting once a week. We're all part of the Hope Academy School of Music and the Arts over in East Liberty on Highland Street, which is a great program, does a lot of work with all kinds of different communities in the greater Pittsburgh area. But it's been great working with them. We all come from different schools, different backgrounds, and we're all united by this kind of language of improvisation of blues and jazz. Wouldn't you say it's kind of a unique experience? We haven't really, none of them have really had a lot of chance to improvise in the past. So it's been a lot of fun getting to do that. And they all have these great personalities that come out when we start, you know, making this kind of music. So
yeah, I was watching you play and listening, and it's fun to hear you together, but also to come out and play. And you're playing a song that was a big hit when I was about the age you are. Everybody here is between 11 and 14, and that song was heard all the time on the radio during the 70s or so, the early 70s. Let's meet everybody who's here. We can just pass the microphone, and maybe you could just please tell us your name and age and the school you go to. Hi.
My name is Brianna. I'm 14 years old, and I go to Papel Pitcairn.
It's nice to meet you. And then next to you?
I'm Catherine. I'm 12 years old, and I go to St. Bede.
Nice to meet you as well.
Hi, I'm Kyle. I'm 11 years old, and I go to O'Hara.
My name is Silas. I go to ECS, and I'm 11 years old.
Excellent. And ECS is Environmental Charter School.
My name is Sebastian, and I go to Sacred Heart, and I am 10 years old.
Nice to meet you. So far, I've been to everybody's school at least once.
I'm Mateo, and I go to the Creative and Performing Arts School.
Excellent. Nice to meet you. Mateo, do you have a redo? Hang on. Go ahead.
I'm Mateo. I'm 12 years old, and I go to Kappa.
Kappa. Yeah. There we go.
My name is Jason. I'm 12, and I go to Shadyside Academy.
Nice to meet all of you. And it's great. You're playing well, performing well, and representing, which is great. It's nice the day before Mother's Day to have you playing as well. Ben, what's first of all, just to catch up with you a little bit, is it Dr. Ben Barson yet?
No, I'm you don't call me with your jazz emergencies because okay. It would be malpractice.
Yeah.
but hopefully in the next few years. Yeah, I'm working at a PhD at University of Pittsburgh in jazz studies.
I was thinking you might have finished, but no, you still have.
You would think so, but I'm trying to spend more time with these, you know, our students here, keeping me real.
That's where I would focus, yeah. I think, all in all. I know you've been traveling a lot and playing a lot, and you've been getting a lot of honors coming your way, too. Was it ASCAP, right?
That's correct, yeah.
I don't want to embarrass you, but
no,
can you
cool.
talk about that?
I won an award in jazz composition from the American Society of Composers and Publishers, otherwise known as ASCAP, who represent music creators and music publishers, and it was in the best. It was the Herb Albert Award, and actually, then I won a secondary award called the Johnny Mandel Prize. So it was kind of like a
wow.
I was sort of first place in this Young Jazz Composers Award, and it was my last year to submit. And I said, whatever, I'll submit because it's for people under 30.
What's the Johnny Mandel Prize?
Well, Johnny Mandel,
he's a great pianist composer.
Yeah, it was just like it was just an extra. It basically gave me permission to bring my band to LA and perform at this event, where Paul Williams and Quincy Jones were, and it was great, and I'll probably never see them again, but it was a lot of fun.
As you listen, you probably think you've never heard a composition by Johnny Mandel, but I bet you have, because he wrote the theme song to MASH.
To MASH, right? Exactly, yeah.
And Herb Alpert, you probably remember from all of his hits. But the thing I frequently forget about Herb Alpert is in the music industry, he was a legend, and the A in A&M Records is Herb Alpert. I forget who the M is, but the A is Herb Alpert.
Yeah, exactly. So,
what have you got next from?
We're gonna play a classic song by Joe Zawinul, but it was popularized by Cannonball Adderley, and it's called "Mercy, Mercy, Mercy." Mm. But it has a little bit of twists and turns, as we like to throw in, and into our songs. And also, before we move on, we just want to give one big collective shout out to.
Our mothers?
Yes.
Yeah, our moms, right? So let's just say moms on three, and then we can all take care of our shout out. So we're shouting out our
moms.
Oh, we can right do that. Let's do it. Can we do that one more time, a little more fortissimo?
Okay. One more time. So we're going to give a big shout out to our
moms.
There we go.
Love you, moms.
Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day.
We'll get ready to go. And by the way, coming up in our next hour, Fook Faces will be performing live. They're from Buffalo, New York, and they're going to be here with us. Youth Express rolls on. Mercy, mercy, mercy. Here once again from Hope Academy, we've got five saxes, a trumpet, a clarinet, and Ben Barson. Thank you. Woo. I think that's a great Mother's Day gift to everybody who's listening. Thank you to Silas and Brianna and Catherine and also Mateo and Jason and Sebastian. Thank you to all of you and to Mr. Barson, Ben. And I had a note from Amy who was listening and enjoying hearing you play, and it just occurred to me that I ought to share that note with you. She mentioned, if you like what's on the radio, Ben will host an all-ages open stage from 5 to 7 o'clock tonight at Hambones. So you'll be able to hear some more musicians playing live tonight.